speak to you in the name of God who sends his Spirit to renew the earth. Amen.
Amen.
On January 15th, 2016, my wife and I arose early and through a steady light rain drove to Florida Hospital, as it was known then, to greet our new grandson. We assembled in the lobby with the other grandmother, sipped coffee and chatted nervously until our son John emerged from the elevator and beckoned us to come with him. Up we ascended to a bright and beautiful room where our daughter-in-law lay holding Liam John Farabee. As you can imagine, we could not get enough of this little boy, wrapped like a log in a blanket, with a cap adorning his head and mittens protecting his tiny hands. We took turns sitting in the lovely wingback chair and held him and took pictures of this glorious moment of new life. On that special day, Claire Galen Farabee had gone to her daycare facility. It was not just the birthday of our grandson, but it was the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and school was in recess. So Claire spent the morning in daycare, no doubt eager or worried or nervous about the events of that day. About 1 p.m., Galen and I drove back from Florida Hospital to retrieve Claire and carry her to the bedside of her new brother. All during pregnancy, she had been curious, interested, and eager. At the age of 5, there certainly were things she did not understand, but she knew a brother was on the way and was resting in mommy's tummy. We found Claire, and she settled in her car seat, and we retraced our route back to the hospital. Ordinarily a noisy and chatty girl, Claire was quiet as we drove down Bruce B. Downs Boulevard, gazing out the car window. Suddenly, from the back seat came her sweet voice. "I've waited a long time for brother." "Parker and Miles, we've waited a long time for this day, sweet boys. You were to have been baptized at the Great Vigil of Easter in 2020. But of course, there were only 6 of us in church that night. The pandemic had settled over the land, and just a handful of us were present to sing the exalted, hear the great readings of creation, flood, Exodus, and a new heart, to rejoice in Jesus risen from the dead, and feel ourselves sprinkled with the water of new life. You should have been there, but wise counsel determined that you stay safe and out of harm's way. Then you were to have been baptized on Pentecost a year ago, the first day we were able to worship in person. But wisdom and caution held you back again. By All Saints Day, we hoped to wash you with new life, but it was not to be. The baptism of Jesus came and went, and still we waited. At the Great Vigil this year in 2021, more of us gathered to light the fire, sing the exalted, hear the readings, bless the water, and feel the drops of life gently caress our cheeks. But still we waited. We have waited a long time for this day. And finally, here you are, on Pentecost, on this bright and holy festival of all things promising. We are so glad to have waited, so glad to see you, so glad to welcome you to the family. When my granddaughter arrived at Florida Hospital, she was greeted by her daddy, who escorted her to the room where her brother lay close to his mother and her mother. She approached the bed like rat and mole approaching the great god Pan in the Wind in the Willows, in awe of this great mystery, feeling great love for this new brother, even daring to touch him. The rest of that day flows in a memory of blurred happiness. Claire finally gained not only words but confidence to touch him more, to gaze upon him, to smile nonstop, and to welcome the new shape of her family. On the second day, after a solemn and loving night at home with Daddy, she returned to the hospital, and when we arrived, we found her lying next to her mother on the bed, holding her new brother. the one for whom she had waited so long. Several people crowded the room, but suddenly I heard soft singing. I looked toward the bed. Claire was cradling Liam in her arm, singing to him the Ode to Joy from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Da 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 da. It was the best gift she could imagine giving to this new brother for whom she had waited so long. She didn't even realize that along in the last movement of this great symphony, the chorus sings, Alle Menschen werden Brüder. No German. Alle Menschen werden Brüder. All men are brothers. She just knew that her brother deserved the best joyful song she could remember. In a few minutes, we will make our way to the baptismal font. It stands at the entrance to the church to remind us of the open and forgiving doorway into God's grace and life. We will pour water into the font. I will sing a blessing over the water, and then we will gather up Parker and Miles Cole and pour water over them. We have waited a long time for this day. But has our wait really been so long? We know that God has watched over them during the months. And as they emerge from their baptismal bath, we will sing a joyful song of thanksgiving for these two precious boys. We will sing that same ode to joy. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, God of praise. And for the gift of life, for the love which has surrounded them from their birth, and we will know that our wait has been worth it. Don't you think the followers of Jesus had waited a long time for the heavens to open and the wind to blow and the tongues of fire to spread across them? Don't you suppose their wait was as nervous as ours? Don't you believe that when God's glory stirred on that holy festival in Jerusalem, the expectant waiting of a beloved community became happiness unbounded? Miles and Parker, we've waited a long time for you. We've waited a long time for this day. We're so glad we waited, and so glad you're here, and so glad to welcome you. Alleluia. Amen.